Welcome to Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot, your daily dose of the latest in cryptocurrency news, market insights, and blockchain trends. Let's get started. The first US spot XRP exchange-traded fund is officially live. NASDAQ certified Canary Capital's XRPC fund on November 13th, with trading beginning this morning. XRP rallied 3.28% to $2.48. The fund uses Gemini and BitGo for custody and the CoinDesk XRP benchmark for pricing. This marks the fastest acceleration through the SEC's automatic effectiveness process and represents the first major expansion of spot crypto ETPs beyond Bitcoin and Ethereum. Trading volume surged 31% with over 21,000 new XRP wallets created in 48 hours. President Trump signed legislation late Wednesday ending the 43-day government shutdown, the longest in U.S. history. The House passed the measure 222-209, funding federal agencies through January 30th. Cryptocurrency markets responded positively. Bitcoin climbed from lows near $99,300 to above $105,000, though it currently trades around $102,917. Ethereum recovered toward $3,600, now at $3,503. Federal regulators, including the SEC and CFTC, can resume work after staff furloughs, accelerating approvals for exchange-traded fund listings. However, critical October inflation and employment data was permanently lost during the shutdown, creating uncertainty for Federal Reserve policy decisions. SOFI has become the first nationally chartered US bank to launch spot cryptocurrency trading directly within its platform. The service offers Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, and up to 30 other cryptocurrencies integrated into SOFI's existing app, alongside traditional banking and investing products. CEO Anthony Noto stated that 60% of SOFI members who own crypto would prefer to buy, sell, and hold with a licensed bank over a primary crypto exchange. This represents significant convergence of traditional finance and crypto, broadening retail access and intensifying competition for standalone crypto exchanges. Hyperliquid suffered a $4.9 million loss from alleged market manipulation involving the meme coin Popcat. An attacker withdrew $3 million from OKX and split it across 19 wallets to create leveraged positions totaling $20 to $30 million. The attacker placed a $20 million buy wall near 21 cents to inflate prices, then abruptly withdrew orders, causing Popcat to crash 43%. This triggered cascading liquidations with roughly $63 million in total liquidations. Hyperliquid's community-owned liquidity vault absorbed the losses. This marks the third major disruption on Hyperliquid in 2025, raising concerns about liquidity management and systemic risk protocols. SEC Chair Paul Atkins revealed his position on which crypto tokens should be regulated as securities. In a speech on November 12, Atkins clarified that most cryptocurrency tokens, including network tokens, meme coins, and digital collectibles, should not be treated as securities. He stated that only tokens with explicit managerial promises essential to their future value should qualify as securities. This represents a significant shift from previous administration approaches and provides clearer guidance for crypto innovators navigating federal securities laws. That's a wrap for today's edition of Chain Reaction by Capital Copilot. We hope you're feeling more informed and ready to navigate the cryptoverse. Until next time, keep your digital wallets ready.